We are beginning Siman Tov Yud Zayin, and we will be learning that Siman. Rosh Chodesh Mutar Basiyas Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. V'hanashim Shenogesh Shelo La'asas Bo Malacha. The women that are knowing not to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, Hu Minig Tov. Machaber says it's a good Minig. Says the Ramah, Hagavim HaMinig La'asas Mixas Malacha. Shelo La'asas Tzasnos Lizman Basar HaMinig. Which malachas women do and which don't? That depends on their minig. So first, let's talk about some halachas that the Mishnah Berurah comes up in Minhagim, the Mishnah Berurah brings up, and then we can go back to this inyan of not doing malach on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah brings that it is the minig from the Rishonim to be mevorach the Chodesh to Shabbos before, except for Rosh Hashanah. Some are knowing not to be mevorach of, our minig is to, and we say Menachem of. Kiddush HaChodesh of the Mikdash was to create Rish Chodesh. We don't create it by being Mevarach LaChodesh. The Yikar Tam is to be Modiyah so that people will know when Rish Chodesh is. However, as it is also a Zecher to Kiddush HaChodesh, when they announce Rish Chodesh Ploni Yeh B'Yom Ploni, you're supposed to stand. The same way they stood when they were Mekadesh to Chodesh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this inyan of women not doing malacha on Rosh Chodesh, according to Rov Poskim, is an ancient minig that is machayev every woman. The Ramah is the one that's saying that in the definition of what malachas are mutter and aser, there you go buster the local minhag. But the etzem minhag of not doing malacha on Rosh Chodesh, lefi Rov Rishonim, is a minig of Kol Yisrael. If men have a meaning not to do work on Rosh Chodesh, it is a tos. This is a special matana for the women because they refused to give their jewelry for the eagle, so they were given this as a matana. The men don't have the right to join in this particular yantif. Now, what happens if there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Which one don't you do malacha? So the halachi is that you can, if you want to be machmer, you keep both. If not, at least keep the second one. There's a shayla of a girsin in the Mishnah Berurah, but the real girsin in the Mishnah Berurah is the second day you vadai have to keep. The first day is questionable because it's really the last day of the previous month. The Mishnah Berurah then brings in the inyan of Yom Kippur Katan. Some are knowing to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It is based on a Ramak who spoke of Erev Rosh Chodesh as Kippur Katan. Lemaisa. It's a day. It's a zman for cheshbon hanefesh and kapara. Even if one doesn't fast and doesn't say Yom Kippur Katan, it's certainly a day of tshuva. Now, in places where they say slichis, the best time to say it is before and during mincha. Also, if they're knowing that there's a drasha, it should be before mincha. So the halacha is, in a place that they say slichis, the halacha would be that if it falls on a Friday. We're not supposed to lechatchila be koveyed for then, so you do it on Thursday. In a place that they don't say sliches, it can be done on Friday, even though people are fasting on Friday. You have to make sure that you don't go into Shabbos hungry, and there we discuss the halachas and hilchos tainus. With regard to going into Rosh Chodesh hungry, so if someone fasts Erev Rosh Chodesh, come Rosh Chodesh, he's really supposed to eat right away, so he shouldn't find himself in the middle of a tzom. The minig of fasting lechatchila is really to fast all the way till the night, even though we're saying that the night is Rosh Chodesh and you're not allowed to fast, but to fast until Tzeisa Kochavim, and all of this is a zecher or like the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, where we know that Yom Kippur was a kapara. So too, what we do is we know that Rosh Chodesh is a kapara, we use Rosh Chodesh as a kapara by doing tshuva on Erev Rosh Chodesh.